Book blogs. One of the most valuable methods of book promotion is giving free copies to bloggers in exchange for their reviews. Most bloggers will only post the review on their blog, but keep in mind that many book bloggers only review fiction, so if you have a non-fiction title you may not be able to find too many people to review it for you. Bloggers typically review the books they are interested in and nothing else. Another thing to remember is that some book bloggers only review printed books. If your book is only available in ebook format, you may not be able to submit to certain blogs. Do not send unsolicited ebooks to bloggers. Most of them do not want this, and it will make some of them mad at you. Be sure to read their rules carefully before you submit. Most of them want you to send them a message first, usually with a synopsis of your book, and if they want to read it, they will ask for it. It may take quite a while before a reviewer can get around to reading and reviewing your book. Many of them have long queues of people waiting to have their books reviewed, so be patient. One last thing to keep in mind about book bloggers is that they are not required to give you a specific review. Their review could be good or bad. To find book bloggers in your genre, search for things like book blog plus niche and book reviews plus niche. There are also lists of book review blogs online. Giveaways. Book giveaways were mentioned earlier, but they aren't the only thing you can give away that will get traffic to your books. If you contact various Facebook fan page owners and book bloggers, you can offer them swag to give away that features your book. This benefits them, because it gets shares of their page, and it benefits you because your book will be brought to the attention of all of their fans. Typical swag includes middle dot bookmarks, middle dot posters, middle dot cloth bags printed with your book's title, logo or cover, middle dot t-shirts, middle dot printed pencil cases, middle dot jewelry related to your book's theme, middle dot other items related to your book's niche or genre, middle dot autographed copies of your book in print. You may want to create a graphic for the fan page to display that tells people when the giveaway ends, what the prizes are, and to share the post to enter the giveaway. Be sure to include a picture of your book in the graphic, and ideally a picture of the prizes, too. You may want to include items for several winners in order to increase interest so people think they have a better chance of winning. Email marketing. As with any online marketing, you absolutely must build an email list in order to market as effectively as possible. This is especially true if you'll be releasing more books in the same niche or genre. However, even if you have only a single book, email marketing can be beneficial for you. It takes, on average, 3 times of seeing an advertisement for something before someone buys. Thus, if you manage to get them on your list, you have more chances to encourage them to buy your book. You can get people to opt into your list by simply including an opt-in box on your blog or website, but if you give something related to your niche or genre away, such as a book excerpt, a short story or a report, you will get more people to subscribe. Once people are on your list, you can not only market your own book, but books by other authors in the same genre as well as related products. For example, if your book is about weight loss, you could market affiliate products like diet supplements and exercise equipment. Here are some services to manage your email list. www.mailchimp.com, www.getresponse.com, www.icontact.com, www.constantcontact.com. Book cover. They say people shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but the fact is people definitely do. The cover is the very first thing people usually notice, other than perhaps the title. The right book cover can really make or break sales, so it's important to get the right one. An unprofessional cover will scream self-published, and like it or not, many readers are still wary of self-published titles. Don't think it's enough to download a photo and write some text on it with a free photo editor. Unless you can really create a stunning cover yourself, it's best to get a professional to handle it. Fortunately, book covers are remarkably inexpensive. They can be purchased for as little as $20 from many different places, And you can even get pre-made covers that will let you start using your cover in a few hours instead of waiting for custom work to be done. Here are a few places to get a pre-made or custom book cover. www.getabookcover.com www.selfpubbookcovers.com www.premadebookcovers.com www.dreamscapebookcovers.com/premadecovers.html www.demonza.com Editing. Most self-published authors seem to think they can handle editing on their own. That may be true in a small percent of cases, however, almost everyone needs a little help in this department. Ideally, you'll want to hire a professional to edit your work. If you don't and you miss major mistakes, people will likely tear you apart in reviews and your sales will suffer badly. If you truly can't afford professional editing services, you should at least get some beta readers to look over your book in exchange for a free copy. Just tell them to email you a list of any errors they find in facts, spelling, grammar, etc. This will catch a lot of mistakes you miss yourself. Another tip that will help you when editing your own book is to print the book and use a highlighter to mark mistakes. It's easier to catch mistakes in print than it is on a computer screen. Also, try editing one sentence at a time and reading each sentence backwards. This way you are more likely to catch mistakes that you might skip over, because when you read a sentence with a mistake, your brain will sometimes automatically correct it. Final thoughts. If you are ready to hit the bestseller lists on Amazon and really see your book sales take off, these tips and tricks will do the trick. Depending on your book's theme, you could even hit the main bestseller list and watch your book take off like a shot. Even if you don't make the main bestseller list, there are many other lists you have the potential to show up on, which will increase your visibility significantly. You could show up on the bestseller lists for your categories, as well as new releases in your categories. Additionally, you'll start showing up on the book pages of other books in the genre as people buy your book along with others. Remember, it takes sales to make sales. Using this system, you'll be able to pull in enough sales to rocket yourself onto the bestseller lists and get onto the also bought lists quickly. Don't delay this plan. The longer you wait, the harder it will be to gain traction, because Amazon greatly favors new books. Get started today.